You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Tucker.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
October 17th through the 21st, Puerto Rico, the Caribbean Hilton Hotel. That's where I'll be hanging out. That's right, beachside, baby. I'll be signing those autographs, taking pictures with people. No, not really. I'm not going out. I'm going to Puerto Rico. I'm not leaving the hotel. I'm just not leaving. I'm scared to death. They tell me they have a big mosquito net around the hotel or something. How do they have get a mosquito net over the hotel? I have no idea, but I'm paranoid about Zika. Of course, Zika, the only time in the history of mankind when a little head is a bad thing. Now, we go from a little head to the UFC, of course. Zach Attack Young, UFC. UFC, was it 204? Is this Michael Bisping and Dan Henderson in the main event? Was that 204?
Yes, sir. You're correct. UFC 204 from Manchester Arena in Manchester, England.
And they did it at 4. They conned those clowns into watching a fight at 4 o'clock in the morning. What a bunch of goofs.
I can't believe that. I mean, I thought, if anything, I thought this would be like a fight pass card, but it ended up being an exciting main event.
Okay, so tell me about the main. Of course, the champion retained his title with a decision across the board, 48-47, which means 3-2. Bring me through it, Zach.
Well, two of the judges scored it 3-2. One judge actually scored it 4-1 for Bisping, which was kind of criminal considering that Dan Henderson got a knockdown in the first and second rounds. So, you know, it's like, I thought that 48-47 Bisping was fair. It was an exciting fight. Bisping almost got knocked out by the H-bomb again in the first round, which would have been a repeat of the first fight. So, I mean, all in all, it was an exciting fight. And, I mean, even though it wasn't necessarily the most necessary fight in the world, it ended up being good for the fans.
So how many brain cells were on the floor after Dan Henderson finished this fight? Because after that fight with Mauricio Shogun Rua, I thought it was all over. Zach, you were watching that fight on TV and saw me turning my face away from I couldn't watch. I was in the front row seats and I'm turning my face. It was like too brutal.
That was one of the most brutal fights in UFC history, and this fight was brutal too. So this was
But what does that say about Michael? I'm sorry to cut you off there, Zach. But what does it say about Michael Bisping as being the champ, the world middleweight champion, when he's got a 49-year-old guy that's older than God, that's older than dirt, that was at the First Supper and that kind of good stuff, and he takes him the distance and almost beats him?
Well, yeah, I mean, I never really was completely sold on Michael Bisping being the champ for a long period of time, but this kind of solidifies that. I mean, Henderson was coming off the one knockout win against Hector Lombard, who's been knocked out a couple times, so it wasn't really
Hector
super
Lombard
impressive.
Got gangster slapped by Hector Camacho Jr. Remember that about a year and a half ago there? And then he tried to do that dojo stuff on Hector Camacho Jr. And Camacho Jr. is not a very dedicated athlete. Beat the star out of him, man. And Hector Lombard is built like Atlas.
He is, and I mean, That was definitely not a highlight of Hector Lombard's martial arts career right there.
No, but of course, he's a former Bellator champion. He's been caught on steroids, all that kind of good stuff. So as far as Bisping is concerned, of course, they call him the count over here. But over there, they call him the count, and they take the zero, I mean the O, out of the word count. So I can't say that on American radio. But I could say on British television, that's a little crazy. Anyway, the bottom line is, you know what I'm trying to say, if you can spell. Michael Bisping, still the world middleweight champion of the UFC. Zach, what's next for him?
Well, I think, you know, he's probably going to take on someone like Yoel Romero next. I mean, they might have him fight Luke Rockhold again, Chris Weidman, the usual guys who, to his credit, he called them all out after the fight. And I'm glad that you brought up steroids, because one of your favorite fighters, Vitor Belfort, was in action tonight.
I'm Vitor without the steroids, and hold on, let's get Vitor on steroids. I'm a tough SOB, baby.
But without the steroids, I'm not much. So tell me, what happened in Manchester to Vitor?
Well, Gegard Mousasi got a TKO over Vitor Belfort.
I predicted.
Yes, you did predict that, and I thought that would happen as well. I mean, This is not the same Vitor Belfort, and it only took him 2 minutes and 43 seconds into the second round.
Well, anytime he's not taking Flintstone vitamins, wink, wink, anabolic steroids, that kind of stuff, I mean, he's not Vitor. I mean, he hasn't been Vitor. The Phenom was circa 2002, 2003. That's 13 years ago, Zach.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, he hasn't looked good in the last couple fights.
Well, they don't let him take the steroids anymore. And you know why Michael Bisping's getting all this play, don't you? Because he's Dana White's right hand. Him and Dana, like, you know, they're shacking up almost. I mean, they're really cold, close partners. So when Dana put that fight together with Vitor Belfort and Michael Bisping, got the tar knocked out of him by a guy on steroids, and he was on legal steroids for that, those recommended steroids, you know, when you've abused your body and you're taking steroids and your body no longer produces enough testosterone to get your limp member together. The bottom line is you've got to take steroids because you took steroids in the past. Now that's illegal. Vitor Belfort is a shadow's former self. Let's move on. He's done. Scratch him from the list. We don't have to talk him anymore unless he's like a stepping stone. That's what he's basically, a stepping stone, a Brazilian stepping stone at 185. What else happened on the card, Zach?
Well, in a bit of an upset, I mean, the English fans will be happy because their guy Jimmy Manua knocked out Ovin St. Preux, who took John Jones 5 rounds. He knocked him out in the second round. Time was 2:38. So impressive win for Manua, who I've always been pretty impressed by. I think his striking is quite nice.
Another tall guy was on the card, Stefan Struve. Now, he fought a guy, Zach, and I'm going to ask you to say his last name.
Let's see, Omielen Kzik.
Listen, you know what? That's got to be the worst thing in the world for these ring announcers. I've done it. I've traveled around the world, you know, and you go to different foreign countries. I just went to China and places like that, so the names weren't that tough, man. But if I had to go to Russia and say these names, Zach, I'd be done. I don't think I could. I'd be practicing my entire time. Anyway, what else has happened? Any chicks on this card?
No, actually, this card didn't have any female fights on it. We had Aiyi Alcantara beat Brad Pickett by a submission with a triangle choke in the first round. And that's really kind of it in terms of the names. There weren't a lot of it was a bit of a top-heavy card with Stefan Struve, as you mentioned, he got the win. He got the Brabo choke in the second round. And, I mean, a decent win for him, but he's a guy who's had a lot of heart issues, so we don't really know how long he's going to be able to continue.
No, how long he's going to be alive. I mean, that's basically when they start messing around with your heart and you're an athlete, you've got cardio doctors telling you maybe you shouldn't be fighting anymore, that kind of good stuff. I don't think your time on this planet is that long.
Right, and he's a 7-foot guy. You don't see a lot of 7-foot fighters, and maybe there's a reason for that.
Well, no, the reason is 7-foot guys don't live very long, Zach. They just don't, man. I mean, Andre the Giant, he died young. A lot of these guys young. Will Chamberlain didn't make it that long, didn't make C70. Of course, he was 7 foot. Yeah, Zach, before I let you go, you really think he banged 10,000 chicks?
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, you know, L.A. is full of women.
Wilt Chamberlain, folks. He was 7'1". He was an African-American player of the 60s and 70s, considered one of the greatest basketball players of all time. And he was a stud. Bottom line is, this has been your Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Of course, our fabulous get-together, the 29th annual WBO convention, going on October 17th to the 21st at the Caribbean Hotel, lovely San Juan, Puerto Rico. For more news on the WBO, go to WBOboxing.com. This is Sports Byline, and I am Johnny Taco.